This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tino's on the show. What up, Tino? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. You weren't the only one that hated me early on, though. I get it.
I remember. I don't know what part of April it was, nor do I know exactly what your batting average was, but I do remember, this is seared in my mind, Tino. You grounded out the second. You tried to roll out, you know, you rolled over an outside fastball, whatever. You know, I try to do too much. I get it. And you hit like a five hopper to second, you know, and, you know, not that you were that fast, but you always ran hard and you're busting it down the box. And all of a sudden, you know, you're batting like 109 and with 13 games in and those 50,000 at the old stadium are letting you know that this is not acceptable. That must have been, I mean, forget about taking over for Mattingly. That's daunting enough, but just trying to be a great Yankee, that must have been really tough to start.
It definitely was tough, you know, from spring training on, the whole headlines when I got traded in the offseason to the Yankees was, how am I going to handle coming in after Don Mattingly? And the media would call me on the phone in spring training for 30 days of spring training, every single game after the games were over. You know, if I had a good game or bad game, they kept saying, how do you think the fans are going to treat you if you get off to a slow start? And I'm going, oh, man, I don't know. I'm going to just work hard not to get off to a slow start. And sure enough, I got to a slow start. It was very tough. You know, I loved hitting Yankee Stadium. I knew I wanted to be a Yankee. Yeah. I was still excited to be there, but I was just trying too hard. I was just, you know, if you threw me a fastball right down the middle, I was popping it up. I just was squeezing the bat, just trying to make a good impression on the fans and my new teammates. But it was rough early on, and I just, you know, kept working hard. I knew eventually I was going to hit, and hopefully the team would be playing well, and the fans would start accepting us, myself, and Joe Torre as well.
Yeah. You won us over, Tino. I think it's safe to say, buddy.
Yeah, and it's the Yankees.
It's the greatest place to play. It really is, and then, and Ticky knows it as well. I mean, there's great ballparks, there's great stadiums, football stadiums to play in, but the New York fans are so passionate.
That's right.
And if you just go work hard and play hard every day, and they're going to love you, and, you know, especially if the team wins. Unfortunately, I had a great group of guys, and we were able to win some championships and have some great years.
Yeah, no, that's no doubt. And it's the Yankees, so it's okay to be nervous. It's different than the Mets. What do you think about the sale? Obviously, you're familiar with New York. I don't know, feelings about the Mets and the Wilpons, and now Steve Cohen is in the process of buying the team from the Wilpons and the Katzes. Obviously needs approval from 23 of the 29 owners. But what do you think about the changing hands of the Mets, the other team that's in New York?
The thing is, you know, being a Yankee or a New York athlete, we root for all the other teams in general because we know how tough it is to play there. And when it goes bad, it goes bad. But I didn't really know the Wilpons very well, and I'm sure they, you know, tried their best to make, you know, the best out of the team. But I think obviously it was time for a change after all the down years, and the fans expect a lot more out of the Mets. And I think it's great. I think that the new guy coming in has a totally fresh slate to start with. They have a pretty good young core of players there that can really help that team get off to a good start if they can, add some certain players here and there. They could be a very good team pretty quickly, especially with the budget they have to spend on players.
So, I agree.
When they win and the Mets win, or the Yankees win, or the Giants and Jets, whoever's winning, the fans are going to show up in droves, and they're dying for a winner there at Citi Field. So I think it's great for the fans and a fresh start.
Well, so we're talking to Tino Martinez, and over 1,200 ribbies. 1,000 ribbies is an obvious benchmark, but very few players get to 1,200. Is really legit. Nearly 350 home runs, terrific fielder, four-time World Series champion with us on the show. So I'm sure you watch baseball every night. You know, what have you seen that maybe we don't see with your trained professional eye? Whether it's, you know, pitchers not being ready to go deep or hitters still scuffling. It's one of these, you know, it's the strangest year of anybody's life for sure. 2020's been miserable. The pandemic baseball has brought a lot of challenges. Seven-inning doubleheaders, guy on second base, extra innings, blah, blah, blah. Has the game kind of found itself, or do you still sense that guys are still trying to catch up a little bit from a weird offseason?
Yeah, you know what? I thought for sure if I was in that situation where you have all that time off, and, you know, a month or two off, and to come back and basically have a few days of spring training and start playing, your timing is way off. But I was more shocked that so many guys were prepared and ready to play. I mean, their timing was right on. Like, you know, DJ LeMahieu, all the great players just came out smoking the ball like if they had never missed a day. surprised me the most. And obviously the pitchers obviously had to be on a pitch count for the most part to begin the season. But most of those guys, especially the great starters, are, you know, Garrett Cole the other day went, you know, nine innings. They're ready to go, and they were prepared. I think it's been a great season so far throughout the league. As far as, I mean, there's so many young stars that have shined during this entire time now, where you just start seeing players that you may not have seen play before because of the short season and the highlights or whatever it is now. But I'm surprised at how great a lot of teams are actually playing and the competitiveness. I mean, these guys are fired up. They're bench clearing brawls. They're talking. They want to win. There's a lot of pride on the line, even though it's a short season. So I was very happy to see all that.
Yeah, no, and we were talking a little bit earlier about the Padres, who were right on the heels of the Dodgers out in the West. And, you know, Tatis is a young kid who just he feels no fear. And you know, part of this is probably different training. But, you know, what do you think of this shortened season as it's been played out so far? Obviously, there have been a few cancellations. We don't know how, you know, it's going to affect potential postseason seeding, but there is it's an expanded playoff, so it almost kind of washes out. Execution on what MLB has done in the face of very difficult circumstances, and let's not forget the fight between the owners and the players, but still,
yeah.
What's your grade on MLB this year? Because it's been very unconventional.
It has. I mean, I would give it at least a B+, A-, because what the thing is, like I said, so many teams are playing so well, and unfortunately, the fans can't be there to watch it. That's what takes away from it. But I think from the beginning, they had a little bit of the coronavirus pandemic hit some teams, and that was a setback. But as we move forward here, I think more teams have gotten disciplined and staying by the rules. And it's been so good so far as that goes, where there hasn't been so many cases as of late, which is going to be a very good sign moving into the postseason, especially into those bubbles. So they've done a great job of getting it together. The teams have done a great job of keeping their players in line, so to speak. But I think overall, I'm surprised how well it's gone, and I hope it finishes that way and they get a good postseason, because it should be exciting.
Everybody deserves credit. Everybody has been diligent, there's no doubt. But, you know, Tino, it's amazing. For a guy who had a lot of postseason moments, a lot, and, you know, one that jumps right off the bat was that granny that you hit off the top tank against Langston, against the Padres in 98. When there, you could actually see beer flying from there. It was mayhem. I was at a college reunion. I just graduated college. I was at a reunion. We were going bonkers. And for somebody who authored so many October moments, it's one thing to do this now out of necessity because we have to. I get it. But man, imagine Kirk Gibson doing that. You know, taking Eck deep with nobody in the building, or some of your moments, or Jeter on November 1st with nobody there. The World Series with no fans, it's going to be horrible.
That's a sad part of it all. I mean, that's sad that nobody would be there to witness those type of moments. But so many people are watching at home. And what I would love to see is the players' passion out there. I mean, when they do hit those home runs, they're fired up. They're yelling and screaming. They're high-fiving in the dugout. They're playing for something. And you could feel it across the TV screen. And you get excited for those guys that experience those moments. And they're going to experience more moments in October. Because there's so many teams that will make the playoffs, and you never know who's going to be in the World Series. But so many players out there now, especially the young guys, have a chance to shine and get that spotlight, make a name for themselves, and make that big moment for themselves. whether there's anybody there or not, the fans will be watching, and it'll be exciting. It'll be this type of year we're having.
Hey, Tino, tell us about the Green Easton. This is the new Easton B5 bat. This is obviously for youth sports, so it's aluminum. I know that you're involved in all levels of baseball, going down to the smallest levels. Tell us a little bit about this bat and what these young kids can expect from it.
Yeah, you know, when I was younger, when I was playing in high school and college, that was the bat. The Green Easton was like the only aluminum bat back then that we had.
Wait, Tino, you didn't use a Black Magic? Come on, man. That was pretty good, too.
Hey, it came along a few years later when I was college in amateur ball in USA Baseball. But before that, in high school and college, it was the Green Easton only. And and I had one that was just the most well-balanced bat that I ever had. And I hit so well with it. And I remember Derek Jeter saying when he got to the big leagues that the aluminum bat he had in high school was his favorite bat, and he tried to find a wooden bat when he got to the big leagues that kind of had that same type of feel and balance to the aluminum bat. And it's true, it had a great balance to it, and it was one of the best bats I've ever had. I'm glad they're bringing it back because there's so many different bat companies out there now, obviously, and it's great. I'm happy for all those people, but this bat was the original, and it's a fantastic bat.
I'm looking at it right now. Dude, it looks exactly the same. Teague knows. I mean, my little guy's playing. He's 5. I played. I mean, this bat, I'm going to have to get this. What would you recommend for a younger kid, the difference between the inches and the ounces? What kind of variation? Well, what was your variation, I'm curious? And what do you think for a young guy or a young girl learning to play, what should the variation be for them?
Well, the young, I'm not sure the age you're talking about,
Seven, eight, around that area.
Yeah, that's a smaller bat. That's probably a 27, 28 inch bat, maybe 28 ounces, 30 ounces at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Each kid, when they pick that bat up, they'll feel a difference in the weight, and they'll know what they like. I played my whole career basically with a 32 inch, 31 ounce bat pretty much most of my career. But that's the kind of bats that Easton has for aluminum. High school and college kids. But for the young kids, though, it's just you got to make sure it's not too heavy for them. Make sure they can swing it pretty hard when they get a pitch to hit.
I got 32 inches. That's pretty short for a big, strong guy, huh?
No, 34. 34 inches, 32 ounces.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, listen, Tino, we'll tweet. I'm going to tweet this out for you. The new Easton B5 Pro Bat. The Green Easton looks absolutely sick. It looks like it's got bullets. And you pick it up, you're going to start raking. You hold this thing, you're going to start hitting. Great to have you on the show. Loved watching you play. So much respect for you, man. Always loved how you grinded, buddy.
Love you guys' show as well. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.